This is the Value Investor Podcast with Tracy Reinick. All things value, all the time. Listeners of today's program might have an interest in value stocks similar to those Tracy shared today. If you'd like access to her Value Investor Portfolio Service, which includes real-time buys and sells, market insights and commentary, visit www.zacks.com/Value Investor Podcast or call toll-free 1-888-775-8348 between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Outside the U.S., call 1-312-265-9309. Again, that's www.zacks.com/Value Investor Podcast or toll-free 1-888-775-8348. Outside the U.S., 1-312-265-9309.
So what's going on with value stocks this week? There's been a lot of hand-wringing about whether or not there are values out there, and I've covered this on some prior podcasts, and I think I've established that there are value stocks still out there, even though all the stock indexes are hitting new record highs. But what about the really dirt cheap value stocks? It's one thing to have a PE of 15 or 14, and you know those are definitely in the value stock category, but they're not like super cheap stocks. So I was curious about how many decent stocks, and by decent, I mean those with Zacks ranks of number ones, which are the strong buys, or number twos, the buys. And I included number threes, the holds, in there because the holds make up such a big percentage of all of the Zacks rank stocks. And they're just being, you know, those, that's more of like the neutral rank. So it's not bad. It's not great. I'd rather have great, but I'm including them because I wanted to get a wider range of stocks. So I consider all those to be the decent Zacks rank. And I was wondering how many of those could I find with really low PEs? And by low, I mean single digits. So under 10, that's pretty rare out there. And I thought it would be even rarer with the good ranks. But I also added in, just to make it a little more interesting, another cheap indicator, which is one that I really like, which is the price to sales ratio. And I always look for price to sale ratio under one. So I added that little criteria on there too. And surprisingly, I got 97 stocks. So that's pretty good. Actually, I was not expecting to get that, especially by adding that price to sales ratio on there. I thought it would really narrow it down, but it wasn't as bad as I thought. So then, I had to go through the list to see if any of these were even ones that I was remotely interested in, or if they were all in like certain sectors. And interestingly, some of them were in certain sectors, areas that I consider to be value traps. Specifically, the airlines were in there. A lot of the airline stocks are all trading under 10 times because the airline stocks are usually just cheap, and they continue to be. But some of those, like I said, watch out for them being value traps. But the ones that I saw that were under 10 times with the PE was American, Delta, and United were the three that stood out to me there. And then there were also a whole bunch of solar stocks, and that's just really a tough industry. And they all look cheap again, but that I consider also to be value trap. In fact, I should probably do another podcast on the solar stocks just specifically because they keep showing up on my screens and I keep staying away from them. So that's just a tough industry. So I ruled out all of those right away. So that narrowed my list down even more. And then I came up with these five stocks, which I thought were interesting. Some of them have earnings growth. A few do not, but might in the future. And I'll get to that in a minute. But they're in a whole bunch of different industries. So this is what's intriguing to me. And they are really dirt cheap. So let's get right to it. The first one is Pilgrim's Pride. And if you've ever eaten chicken, I'm sure you've heard this name. The ticker is PPC. They are the largest chicken producer in the United States. They're expected to grow earnings by 10% next year, and the shares have really sold off since the election. So that's made them cheaper. They have a forward PE of 9.6 and a price to sales ratio of 0.5. So they're right in there. But yeah, cheap on the chicken side. So if you're looking for food area, keep them on your list. The second one is Wabash National. And I've talked about Wabash many times before. They're a small cap stock. Their ticker is WNC. They make commercial trucks and they're headquartered in Indiana, and they have a lot of manufacturing in Indiana. So I kind of like that. I like the Midwest thing. I like it that not many people know what they do, but if you are transporting food and things like that, they make these specialized commercial trucks. They had a backlog of $643 million as of just this last quarter in their earnings report. And they said they expect demand for trailers to be pretty good going forward here as, you know, fleets age, and then there's regulations where you have to update your trucks and all of that. But still, the analysts are a little dubious about next year. They see earnings growth falling quite a bit by 33%, but the shares are really cheap. Forward P of 7.5, price to sales of 0.4. I've seen Wabash as low as like a 4 on the PE. So they've rallied since the election. If they sell off, this might be one to look at to get even cheaper. The third stock is an interesting one that I haven't seen for a while. It's Owens Illinois. The ticker is OI. They're one of the largest glass and container companies in the United States and probably the world. They are global. They had higher shipments in North America in this last quarter, which really offset some weakness that they're seeing in Brazil, which is in a recession. And, you know, Brazil has a lot of the big beverage companies down there. So they saw lower volumes there and also in Ecuador. So it wasn't awful. It wasn't a great quarter. If only Latin America could improve, I think you'd see real good numbers out of these guys. But still, the analysts expect earnings growth for next year of 8.4%, which is real solid for a company that's been around a long time. Their PE is just 7.8, so really cheap, and their price to sales ratio is just 0.4. So I like everything I'm seeing there in terms of fundamentals. This next stock, number 4 on the list, is one that many people have been talking about since the election. It's Chicago Bridge and Iron. Its ticker is CBI, and they make large steel structures. So if that infrastructure plan actually goes through, and if we're suddenly going to be building bridges and all of these other structures that use the steel, then Chicago Bridge and Iron will probably be in the mix there. They have a forward PE of just 6.7, so really cheap. Their price to sales ratio is just 0.28. So it's really down there. But the interesting thing is the analysts have been cutting earnings for next year. They're expected to drop 5.6%. And this is the one that I was talking about at the start of the podcast, that while the earnings is showing a decline right now for next year, that could change if some kind of big infrastructure plan is passed. But of course, even if something is passed, it's going to take a period of time before these plans are put into effect, and you're going to have bidding on certain contracts and all of that. And then the money is going to have to flow to certain areas and certain states. Then it's going to go to the companies like Chicago Bridge and Iron, and then they're going to start the construction. So that could still be several years down the road. So it's not unusual to see that earnings dropping into 2017, even if something gets passed, you could still see no impact on the earnings at all for 2017 and maybe just barely into 2018, because this stuff takes the time to work its way through the system. The stock market, of course, will look forward, and it's already deciding Chicago Bridge and Iron is where they need to be if one of those big infrastructure plans goes through. So you could still see these shares surging even when the earnings have not yet been adjusted. But that's something to watch there. Right now, it's still really cheap, even if the share price goes up. And interestingly, I was kind of snooping around on their website to get a gist of what's going on with them. And I noticed that there's 301 jobs available on their website right now. And this is before any kind of infrastructure plan is passed or any new money is flowing and, you know, new projects are put forth. So that's a lot of jobs at one company there. So if you're looking around, you might want to, and they're all over the country, all over the United States. So you might want to check out Chicago Bridge and Iron for their job side on their job website there, because I thought that was interesting and encouraging. That might increase if we get these big infrastructure projects going forward. And then the fifth stock I have is not my favorite. It's kind of out there, but if you're looking for the tech side and you want cheap, there is very few of those. Everything on the tech side is still, you know, you got to pay a premium to get it. This is in a tech area that nobody really wants to be in, which is why it's cheap. But as value investors, that's what we go for. We go for the out of favor sectors and the kind of boring, down on their luck areas sometimes that no one does find glamorous. And this company is HP Inc. Its ticker is HPQ. This is one of the ones that was split off from the original HP last year in 2015. So there's HPE and then there's HPQ. This is the Q one. They do the hardware side, which is really out of favor. I mean, you might not have liked the software side, but the hardware side are the computers, the printers, like, you know, it's just really hard to grow margins on that area. How many people are still buying computers? Are they all buying tablets? Like, these are all questions that have been out there, which is why the company split in two. But analysts still see some earnings growth. It's a little flat this year, but next fiscal year expected to grow about 3%, which isn't awful. At least you're getting some growth there. And it's still pretty cheap. The PE is 9.5, so 9.5. And it does have a price to sales, well, right in my range of 0.5. So it definitely is a value stock. Like I said, it's out of favor and nobody's really interested in what's going on with either section of the HP right now. But, you know, again, sometimes as value investors, you have to go in where other people aren't seeing the value. And if this stock were to get even cheaper, you know, if shares were to sell off here and we go down, you know, to 7 or 8 times, then I'm really paying attention at that point. But it's good to have diversity in your portfolio. Don't want to have things in all one area. And certainly with this list of stocks, these stocks with PEs under 10, they're all over the place. So you're getting quite a cross-section of the U.S. and international economy, too, with some of these have international plays. So let's recap what they are. We had Pilgrim's Pride, which is PPC, Wabash National, that's the commercial truck guys, and they're WNC, Owens, Illinois, which is OI, Chicago Bridge and Iron, which is CBI, and then HP Inc., which is HPQ. So that's a good pickings of cheap stocks for this week. And even though, again, those stock indexes are hitting new highs, I'm still able to find these cheaper stocks. And these ones are especially cheap with those PEs under 10. So they're still out there. You just have to dig a little bit deeper. And it might be companies you've never heard of, or maybe that are a little bit on the smaller side. But gotta like those small caps right now. That's the place to be. So I don't mind digging a little deep to find these. If you want to see some of the other podcasts and some of the other stock picks I've been finding in the recent weeks, you can always find those on Zacks.com, of course, and also on SoundCloud or iTunes, where all of our podcasts are hosted. So be sure to check those out. I'm giving some good stock picks every week and get quite a list growing there. So until next week, I'll see you then.